Track 3.
The UK Foreign and Commonwealth Office, the FCO, has published statistics highlighting the fact that a worrying proportion, almost 1 in 4, of British travellers are going abroad without travel insurance. This percentage rises for 15 to 24-year-olds. Interestingly, it is revealed that men are 8% less likely to take out such insurance than women. Various factors are responsible for this behaviour. The cost, ignorance of the necessity of travel insurance, belief that the EHIC, the European Health and Insurance Card, covers travellers for all necessary care, or the belief that the UK government will pay for medical treatment abroad. Another worrying statistic is that, of those travellers who do have travel insurance, only 12% of them actually bother to read their policies, so that they don't know the details of their cover. Many activities are commonly excluded from standard policies, for example, winter sports such as skiing and snowboarding. The FCO recommends that holiday insurance policies should contain certain elements. These include medical and health cover, 24-hour emergency service and assistance, personal liability cover, lost and stolen possessions cover, and cancellation or curtailment cover. Curtailment means to cut short, for example, due to bereavement or illness. Extra cover should be arranged as necessary. Medical cover is very important, particularly for anyone planning to visit a country with no state health service, for example, the United States. The cost of hospital treatment there and an air ambulance back to the UK could come to tens of thousands of pounds. For travel in the EU, there is often confusion over the EHIC. It is true that it's valid for all basic necessary care within those areas at state hospitals. However, it will never cover the cost of repatriation and, if the holidaymaker can only get to a private clinic or needs mountain rescue, it is of no use whatsoever. The reputable UK consumer magazine, Which, recommends travellers read the small print of their policies very carefully before leaving home. They should ask the insurer questions about anything that is unclear. They should remember to take their policy details along with them on holiday, as well as any emergency phone numbers. The magazine warns that most travel insurers specify that they must be called before any medical treatment is obtained, otherwise they may refuse to pay out on the insurance. It's also important to keep receipts for any items that could form part of a claim and to get a police report if belongings are lost or stolen. Finally, travellers who go away on 2 or more trips a year should look into purchasing an annual policy, which would also cover trips within the UK.